Boys and girls, I need your help this morning again as we come to another letter. So if you've got your Bible today, and I hope that you have, I want you to find a verse for me, and you can stand up and read it out when you've found it. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. So as soon as you find it, you stand up and read it out. Go ahead. Thank you very much. I always appreciate you reading it out because it's always different from mine. But that's always good. And what I want to do today is bring you to another letter, boys and girls. And the letter is the letter N. And you'll know exactly what I'm going to speak about. I'm going to speak about now. The word now. Because here's what the Apostle Paul says. He says, behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. What a privilege it is for all of us, not just the boys and girls, but for all of us who are grown up. What a privilege it is for us to have the Word of God in our own language, to be able to carry our Bibles out to church, to set them on our knees, to be able to read them, and also to hear the gospel being shared with us from the Word of God. This great news of God's salvation. Well, through the prophet and the prophecy of Isaiah, God spoke through the prophet and reminded the people of his day that the best time to receive the gospel and God's invitation is now. Right now. Not sometime again, not sometime in the future, but right now. And Paul underlines this, and the Bible reminds us in other places that when you and I hear the gospel, there's a matter of urgency attached to it. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You see, boys and girls, the Bible also says this, that we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Remember or consider now thy Creator. In other words, when you're young and growing up and your heart is tender and you have a whole life ahead of you to give in service to God, now's not just the right time, but now's the best time, and for some of you now might be the only time for you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and to grow up to love Him and to serve Him. We read also in the Scriptures, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. You see, that word now is so important. Right now might be your day of opportunity to get saved. Right now, in this meeting, just where you're sitting. And whether you're 5 or 50 or older than that, whether you're hearing the gospel for the first time or perhaps the last time, or you've heard it many times, now, right now, may be your time of opportunity. Right now might be your only opportunity. Do you ever think about that? That you might be invited to come to Christ this morning and never hear that invitation again. Now might be your day of opportunity. Now might be your only opportunity. And here's a solemn thing. Now might be your last opportunity. Some of you men used to be boys and sat in church, and now you're men at the end of your journey. Some of you ladies, and you're at the end of your journey. And you've heard the gospel many times, and you've never come to trust Christ as your Savior. One of these days, now will be your last opportunity. And you need to get right with God. You need to trust Christ as your Savior. Some of you will say to me, hold on, Pastor, I think I'm far too young to get saved, because you've got your whole life ahead of you, but you don't know that. You just don't know that for sure. Some of you will say, well, I'd like to get saved, but not yet, because life's good and I want to enjoy it to the full. So therefore you're thinking of some other time. Well, it's one thing to think about getting saved when you're young or when you're older, when the day of opportunity comes. But there a day will come when it'll be too late to get saved. Too late. That's why the Bible stresses urgency now. And if you're sitting here today and you're not saved, whether you're young or whether you're old, and you know the gospel and you've heard the gospel often before, and you've thought about getting saved, but you just haven't thought about it enough, or you want to leave it to another time, or you're waiting for another opportunity, there's no better time than now, because this is the only time that you and I are guaranteed. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day, perhaps, of your salvation. If not today, it might not be tomorrow, because this is the only time any one of us are guaranteed. Maybe some of us should think about that and make this the day when we turn from our sin and when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.